In May 2006, the price of gasoline in the United States reached $3 a gallon for regular gasoline. Since then, the gas price has fallen by approximately one-third, prompting Americans to use their vehicles in record numbers for the Thanksgiving weekend to make family visits. So is the gas crisis over? If that's what you think, think again. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2007, and I'm Paul Kiefer. It's been nearly 2 years since April 2005, when the price of petroleum on world oil markets first shot up above $50 a barrel, prompting European leaders to call upon OPEC to increase production and sending European energy officials to the Persian Gulf area for emergency meetings with OPEC representatives. Just last summer, during the Israeli-Hezbollah war, the price of oil was over $70 a barrel. Since then, it's come down to a range of between $50 and $60. In other words, about the same level as it was in April 2005 when the first alarm bells went off. So what happened? Why has the price of oil come down? There's been a couple of contributing factors. One of them is, according to industry analysts, that speculators on the spot markets saw at the end of summer and in early fall that their prices would not be able to be met, so they began to unload those contracts. And the first weeks of the heating season in the United States were unusually mild, resulting in lower than expected demand for heating oil. Other than that, the situation on world oil markets remains about the same. Production still stands at about 84 million barrels a day, slightly more than consumption. And in the big three consuming areas, the United States, Europe, and Asia, consumption continues to rise. The reason for the decline in oil prices certainly isn't increased production. As a matter of fact, OPEC has been talking about reducing production. The United States continues to be the undisputed leader in world oil consumption, with about 20 million barrels being consumed daily. In second place, the European Union consumes about 15 million barrels a day. And Asia, the People's Republic of China, Japan, and India primarily, is in third place, consuming from 10 to 11 million barrels of oil today. So those three regions, the United States, Europe, and Asia, consume over half of the oil produced around the world. If anything, the decline in oil prices will delay the development of alternative sources of energy, one of them being the large shale oil deposits found in the Rocky Mountains of the United States and Canada. Experts estimate that there are billions of barrels of oil in the shale deposits in those mountains, but extracting that oil using today's methods is much more expensive than producing oil conventionally. So the only way that potential source of alternative oil will be developed is if the price of oil remains quite high. Between 1994 and 2004, oil consumption in the United States grew by about 16%. During the same time period, consumption in Europe grew by about 10%. But in those 10 years, the consumption of oil in China doubled. With the Chinese economy growing between 8 and 10% a year, it's only a matter of time before the Chinese will be consuming much more oil than the United States. Consider these facts. In the United States, there are 3 cars for every 4 people. If China were to have the same ratio, let's say by the year 2030, its fleet of personal automobiles would total 1.1 billion, and that's more than the entire global fleet of cars currently at about 800 million. That projection might be somewhat ambitious. China could have roughly 130 million vehicles on its roads by 2020, and there are currently about 33 million cars in the People's Republic. So that would be a fourfold increase in just the next 13 years. That's considered realistic, and all of those vehicles will be increasing China's demand for oil. The big growth in oil consumption is going to come in Asia. Just last year, India replaced Germany on the world's list of oil consumers by taking place 5 on the list. And petroleum is only part of the story. China is currently consuming twice as much steel as the United States and approximately 50% more coal. The potential for economic growth is greatest in Asia. and it will be Asia that will be fueling the demand for commodities and resources in the coming years. So enjoy the current price of a little more than $2 a gallon. It won't last forever. Even if it takes the world oil market a number of months to rebound and for the price of petroleum to once again reach the $70 a barrel mark. It will. It's only a matter of time. We'll revisit this subject when that happens. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.